Radio.
This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hey everybody, welcome to Groomer Humor. We are so happy today because it is a celebration day because this is our 100th episode and we're so happy to have you guys with us. So put your hands together for us guys because it's Groomer Humor, 100th episode.
Did you put this in your mouth before I did?
Oh yeah, I had to test it.
It tasted like 60.
Oh, okay, shut up. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know why you use that thing. It doesn't stop once you start.
Because, dude, it's awesome. But anyway, Ant, this is a very happy day for us because it's our 100th episode, and we're so excited, like we said. And, you know, we're going to be talking about a lot of things today. Mostly about, you know, our just how we, you know, evolved and things that have happened in, you know, the 6 years that we've been doing Groomer Humor on Pet Life Radio. So...
has it been 6 years?
It's been 6 years. It's been six long years, Anthony, since we've been doing this. And, you know, I'll be honest with you. I'm having just as much fun now, if not more, than I did when we started.
We're like Pokemon. We just keep evolving.
Yeah, yeah. But it's a good time for us. And I know that it's been a long road. But I'm just happy that, you know, I have you to share it with. And Mark. Listen, we got a lot to talk about in the show, so we're going to go to a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about our 100th episode and our journey. So we will be right back after these messages.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Groomer Humor. As always, we're your hosts. I'm Rudy V, along with Anthony Ray. And before we get started, we want to thank Pet Life Radio and Mark Winter for giving us the opportunity to reach out to you guys. And most of all, we want to thank you guys for being out there and listening to us through the years. We really, really appreciate it, guys. So welcome to the show.
God, that sounds so weird to say, through the years.
Through the years.
Like, this isn't, I don't know, it's like, it feels like a blur. It doesn't feel like we've been doing it for 6 years.
No.
It feels like we've been doing it for like a year.
Until I look in the mirror and look at my hair.
Yeah, you have less.
Yeah, like...
just less.
No, but not like a lot less.
Yeah. Well, some of it's by choice.
I don't have less. I have none.
No, that's not true. You got a little frizzies on the side.
Yeah. What's happened to you through the years? You still have great hair.
Great hair, 80 pounds heavier probably about.
Yeah. You quit smoking.
I quit smoking, picked up a new habit, vaping.
Vaping.
Which is, you know, it's kind of like smoking, except I do it more because it's a lot more convenient.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a smoke shop in our area. It's called Puffin Stuff.
Mm.
I think that's
Puffin Stuff.
That's like HR Puffin Stuff.
Yeah.
From, you know, but you're keeping them in business.
I am. I keep them in business. I keep My Joe's Pizzeria in business. That explains the weight.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to clean up my act. That's what's next, I think, for me for this year.
It's funny that you say that because right before we started this show, you said we're going to go to McDonald's when we're done.
Yeah, I think I'm, going to go to McDonald's.
That's, you know.
Well, it's because of the time we usually, you know, get together, record the show at noon ish, and today we're doing it late, and it's going to be dinner time after this, so I'm excited.
And I said I was defrosting some sausage.
Oh yeah, and then you said I'll put it back. You said, oh, you're going to go to McDonald's? I'll put the sausage back in the freezer. Guys, we love McDonald's. But here's the thing, dude. I love fast food.
Yeah.
I always have.
Me too.
My palate switched. I went from, as a kid, loving McDonald's to then as an adult loving Taco Bell, and now I just love everything.
As your dad, though, I feel guilty because I feel like I got you addicted to it early on.
Maybe.
I used to pick you up from school and take you straight to McDonald's.
Yeah, but I was in third grade. All right, it's your fault. That's easy.
Remember when we were going through the drive-thru and my power button caught on fire?
Yeah.
I had a big brown Econoline Ford 150, and I drove up to the drive-thru and she was handing back my change, and I saw smoke and I was wondering, where is it coming from? And I looked down at my power window and it was on fire and I couldn't reach my hand.
Yeah. Out. We got, roasted Big Macs that day. I guess that's where my McDonald's journey started. But yeah. We always go right into our fast food. Well, not my fast food journey, but this is about our journey through 100 episodes of acting like complete morons on Pet Life Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I know we got to jump off of the fast food, but I love watching the Karen videos, like these people that go into fast food restaurants and just start screaming and yelling and just bust up the place because, they forgot to put ketchup on the burger.
Fast food restaurants, it goes down in there. Lots of videos on the internet take place at a fast food restaurant. Lots.
That's crazy. That's crazy. I can't imagine getting that mad because somebody, gave me the wrong burger or something. I just can't imagine getting mad at that.
I saw a video once of a dude causing a problem. I think the video was 20 straight minutes complaining that the buffalo chicken wasn't real buffalo chicken. And it's yeah, you're at McDonald's.
Yeah.
It's not, but it's also, and he was confusing everybody. He was saying, oh, the sauce is orange. And they're going, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, but I ordered buffalo. And they're like, right. And, yeah. And it's just 20 minutes of this guy being a doucher.
They're getting arrested. Yeah. You know what I mean? They're just they're ripping the place apart. They're going in the back. They're punching people. It's crazy. It's just a burger, man.
Yeah. I don't take it that seriously.
Me neither. When they mess up my order, you know what I do? I go, you know what? Don't throw it out. I'm going to eat what you gave me, the wrong item that you gave me, and just, give me the right item too, and I'm going to pay for all of it.
Yeah, you do a double down nice good deed.
Sometimes more food. Sometimes you discover something that you didn't know, oh, man, I like this. This is good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I did that once. I got sweet potato fries from this place called 25 Burgers, who used to be by my apartment, and they gave us sweet potato fries once, and I don't really like sweet potato fries, but I said they were going to throw them away. And I said, no, don't throw them. I'll pay for them and everything. Just, but give me the fries that I ordered. And we paid for it too. But it's it's $6. It's not going to end,
I'm never going to argue more food.
Yeah, that's not smart.
No.
It's olives. I hate olives.
Yeah, olives are delicious. Come on.
This is so disgusting.
You don't like olives?
No.
But you enjoyed your anchovy pizza that you ordered?
No. That was disgusting.
It's a hard lesson.
Why is that? Anybody who's, and I'm speaking to all of you, anybody who cares to listen, if you like anchovy pizza, seek help. Seek help. you need support, and you need to start building a squad around you to protect you from things like that.
Yeah.
Because that must be rooted in some sort of just a disorder or something where you have convinced yourself that it's good and it's not good. It's not a matter of delicacy, of preference. That does not taste good.
Yeah.
It's a fish that has there was hairs
in the fish. And here's the thing. Let's take that and put it on something delicious, namely pizza.
Right.
Yeah. So yes,
it's a disgraced Italians everywhere.
You and me, we butt heads sometimes, but let's agree that that's
anchovies are,
shouldn't be even offered. Shouldn't that was even such be a offered
regrettable. What a waste of money. Thank God we didn't get a whole pie of it.
Fish and pizza don't go together.
No.
Okay.
And like, if you are going to put fish on something, like, make sure it's out of the ocean for a little longer than 3 hours, because that's what it tastes like. It tastes like you guys took it right out of the ocean and slapped it in the oven on top of my pizza.
It's got fins on it.
Yeah. And why did it have fur?
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of things in food that we don't know about. I heard that, like, you know, like red velvet cake, you know, you know how they get the red dye in it? You know what it is? It's worms.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't Look it up, man. Look it up. It's actually little worm, like red worms, and that's how they get the dye to put in your like red velvet cake.
That's disgusting.
Well, hey, you know.
Well, and now we know red velvet cake has protein.
Right, it's got some nutrition in it.
So, if you guys haven't guessed yet, there's sort of a new format to the show. See, what we've done is we've reworked everything, and I don't know if we're posting the video of this yet, but we're going to figure all that out. But the show has evolved along with us, and we are now sitting across from each other, which I can't believe it took us 100 episodes to get to this point.
Yeah.
But whatever. Me and tech, we don't exactly walk hand in hand. I'm more techie than you.
Yeah.
But I'm less techie than most people.
You're more techie than me and less techie than Mark, our producer.
Right. That's a good point.
And here's the thing, like, you know, you should be ashamed of yourself with that, because, you know, Mark is, I mean, he's older than the both of us.
Mm.
And it's, you know, it's not always, it's very unusual that someone our age or my age or older is good at tech, but Mark has always been good at tech.
Yeah.
And you suck.
I do suck. It's because there was a gap in time where I didn't do much tech.
It's really funny when we have to ask Mark a question, you know, about something, and the way he answers sometimes, like, well, just restart it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like, you know, just, oh yeah, sorry, Mark. You know, just okay. Just, you know, kick off and just redo it. Sorry,
Mark. Sorry.
Yeah. Like, Mark, I don't know, no sound coming out of the microphone. Did you check the power? Is it on?
Yes.
Oh, Mark, it was off.
It was off. Oh, no.
Sorry. Yeah.
Sorry, Mark. We're only professionals.
Do you remember the first episode we did, though, with Mark? Remember how, like, like, we still get nervous. Always nervous, but like, do you remember how awkward that was? Like, I want to go back and listen to that, because
we should reflect on it.
That was scary.
That, well, we really, that first episode was like, we literally just introduced ourselves to well, to nobody, because Mark already knows us. We knew Mark before this started, and it's like, we didn't have an audience yet because it was our first episode. So when you really think about it, it's like, what the hell were we doing that day? What did we accomplish that day? We just spoke to each other about each other.
Yeah. Kind of like we're doing right now.
Yeah.
Same thing. Just right. 6 years later.
6 years later, and people listen to us now. So at least it kind of feels like we're not alone.
I remember feeling like we did so bad, and that, like, you know, we were waiting for Mark's response, remember, because there's like a little bit of delay.
Yeah.
And I remember like going,
yeah,
and looking at Mark, and Mark goes, that was good. I
that
go,
was good.
Really?
Mark said it was excellent.
Mark said it was excellent. So, hey, man, thank you, Mark.
So Mark is tech savvy, and he's a nice liar.
Yeah, Mark is tech savvy. And he's a good liar.
He's a great liar. Because I bought it. I was like, really? Okay, all right.
Yeah. So I think a lot of people don't understand about doing stuff like this, or even like doing stand up like we used to do, and even filming videos for the YouTube channel, is that for us, it feels like we're playing, you know, in front of, like, you know, Wembley Stadium or something. That's how it feels, even though that's not true, even though, you know, we don't have this immense crowd, or it feels that.
I'm not quite Freddie Mercury, but I'm close.
You're close.
He's here. I'm right here.
Yeah.
Right here. Super close in talent.
You got to work on your vocals. You got to.
That's really the only thing that separates Freddie Mercury and I, is just vocal range.
Mm-hmm.
I think
I'm a little bit more like David Lee Roth now.
Wait, is he alive?
Yeah, he's alive. Oh, okay. He looks a lot like me now, too. So I'm a little bit more like, you know what I mean? I'm a little bit more like Vince Neil now. Yeah,
right, right. Like 2024 Flea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Without the abs. Like the best part of him you're missing, but the rest is like, it's uncanny.
Yeah, I you know, but I could see Freddie Mercury in you. Definitely. You look, you know.
Did you know that Flea is in Back to the Future 2?
Is he? I didn't know that.
I believe it's part 2.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and it was before he was Flea, I think. He was just looking for work or something like that. Yeah, yeah, Flea is in it.
You know, those guys appeared in a lot of stuff. Like, they're in Anthony Kiedis, and I think Flea also is in, what was the movie with Keanu and the bank robbers? Was that movie?
Where Keanu and the bank
where
robbers.
Keanu Reeves is the undercover cop. And
That was Point Break?
Point Break, yeah. Like, they have a small little spot. They're on the beach. They're in, like, Venice Beach or something when whatchamacallit loses the dog.
Yeah. Gary Busey.
Gary Busey.
Yeah.
Do you remember what whatchamacallit said about Gary Busey in the roast? Who was that comedian? He said,
He said he just flew in from Lobotomy Island.
And he said that he looks like if Nick Nolte and Clydesdale had a baby.
Yeah.
Gerardo.
Yeah, no, Gerardo.
What was his name? The comedian's name?
Isn't Gerardo? It was Gerardo.
Yeah, Gerardo.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he's hysterical. That was funny.
Yeah.
Nick Nolte and a Clydesdale had a baby. But yeah, it's just, you know, I don't know. It's fun doing this, though. I mean, with you.
Yeah. I like that you said evolve, because definitely any of you guys who've been listening to us through the first 99 episodes kind of know that, like, this is a grooming show at heart. It's how we started it. It's how it'll always be at the foundation of it. But as time has gone on, it's kind of like we're very excited to be sitting across from each other now. And I can already feel it myself. We knew it was going to change a little bit of how the show goes, because when me and my dad would structure these episodes, we would always try to, like, pick, you know, obviously a grooming topic, but sometimes we would just want to be, like, free and loose with it and let it kind of happen naturally. And those were always the episodes we enjoyed doing the most. Those were always the episodes we laughed the most in.
Yeah.
When it wasn't so locked into a very specific dog topic. So, man, I sounded so Jersey right there. Dog. We were just talking about that earlier today before the show.
D-A-W-G.
Yeah, D-A-W-G. Dog. New Jerseyan. But yeah, we want to be a little bit more, like, free and loose, because even though you guys do know the real us, I feel like you could know the real us even more. And that's kind of where I feel, that's, I'm excited about, like, where the show is, because we've stayed so strict with ourselves with the way we wanted the show to sound, and we wanted it to be super informative, and those are all good things, but we never, like, we're still, like, funny guys. Like, we make each other laugh a lot. A lot of you guys tell us, who have reached out and told us you're fans of the show, you always tell us that you think we're funny too. And it's like, I don't know, I don't want to be, like, married to like these, like, bullet points, like, oh, we got to teach them how to do this, we got to teach them how to do that, start a grooming business, how to do this, how to do that. It doesn't always have to be that. And it's like, and the shows that where it's not that, I've just enjoyed doing more. And that's kind of where this is going to go now, is it's like, you guys are going to kind of get to know the real us more than you ever have, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
Going forward.
Yeah, we have revamped the show in our minds, and what you could look forward to is we're going to have a lot more guests on the show.
Yeah,
so we have a huge guest lineup coming up probably within June and July. So even with what we've done, our past guests, those shows seem to be more exciting ones for us, because the pressure's off. Like, we don't have to sit here, like you're saying, and, like, you know, talk about us, because we don't talk about it. We want to talk about, you know, the industry. We want to talk about stuff. So we're trying to line up a bunch of guests, but our first guest, I remember, what was her name? And she was in London. Amy was her name.
Amy.
You know, she was a groomer.
Oh, I forget her name.
Amy from London. We had Erica Salvamini on. We're going to actually try to get her back on. We had Chrissy Joy on the show. We had Amy Lee from Go Groomer. We had Naughty Styles on the show. We had so many guests that, and I know there's a couple I probably haven't mentioned. Yeah, Victoria and Rico from Naughty Styles.
Yeah, Victoria.
That was a fun show. So when we have guests, it's a lot more fun for us because we get to interview people and we like to get to know people. So you can look forward to that. We're going to try to get some guests on, and some of a big part of our guests are going to be some companies. We were just at Intergroom that passed. And, you know, we got to catch up with all of our friends. Joey Villani was there. I got to catch up with Loretta Voigt. Her name is Loretta Marchese now, but, you know, she instructed me at Nash Academy, and Romaine from Chicago, and all the groomers that I came up with when I first started grooming. So, you know, we're going to have Romaine on the show. She agreed to come on the show, and she's a master groomer, guys. This girl, I've known her for a very long time, and she's just a show groomer. She's a competitive groomer, soup to nuts. I mean, this woman just did so much for the grooming industry. But when we do this, when I talk about grooming, it's hard for me to not forget all of the stuff that made me a groomer. So if I had to think of any one person that I would have to pay so much respect to, or the most respect to, it would be Shirley Calstone. And those of you who may not know Shirley Calstone, she basically created Intergroom way back when, in, like, I guess maybe 1984, 83, maybe. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on when, but Shirley she really put it together. And guys like me and Joey Villani and John Statsko, you know, me and Joey were young at the time, and we would just set up chairs, and Joey was just super involved, and it grew to what it is today because of Shirley Calstone and others. Don't get me wrong, there's just many, many other people, but she's no longer with us. But if you don't know Shirley Calstone, look her up. She published some great books with her husband, Larry. And I had the privilege of, you know, going to her house in Manhattan and talking about filming and basically doing everything that is being done now. But back then we had to hire a film crew. We hired this film crew to cover Intergroom, and it just didn't even go well. It went horrible. And I just wish that she was alive today to see what's going on. You know what I mean? With everybody doing YouTube and just the exposure that grooming has gotten. And again, Shirley deserves so much credit for what's happening today in the grooming industry. Without her, it would be completely different.
Yeah. I mean, her mind would be blown with the media attention. And like you said, YouTubers and content creators and stuff like that. I mean, people create content on tons of platforms now. And just in general, how vast the market is for dogs and grooming and everything. Yeah. I mean, my God, there's entire Instagram and TikTok pages dedicated to just funny dogs.
Yeah. And back then, you know, when the vendors would be at these shows, there was only a select few scissor companies. Like, there was like Gaib, you know, a couple others, Oster, Frome was one of them. Double Duck was another company.
I never even heard of Double Duck.
Yeah. Yeah. They're still around. Double Duck is still around. I still use some of their shears. But the thing is, now, how many scissor companies were at Intergroom this year? I mean,
I recall at least four or five.
Yeah. And huge, huge companies. You know, we had the liberty of talking to Sammy and what was the other guy's name? Kenshi. Sammy and
Jonathan,
you know, they were great. We sat there, we talked to them for a long time about their shears, and Jonathan was telling us that, you know, he's a groomer. So again, like, our purpose is we want to be the liaison between people who maybe are just started grooming or people who are grooming at home, as to say, you don't have to use these cheap products that don't work. Okay. There are really good products that are really not that expensive anymore. And companies like Kenshi are putting out great shears, great clippers that we highly recommend. So again, if you guys are grooming at home, we want to help you guys choose what's good for you. And it's not anything that we wouldn't use ourselves. I mean, that's how good these products are nowadays.
Kenshi's smart. Kenshi's changing the game a little bit because they do like levels. It is levels of quality, I guess, but it's not like any of their scissors won't cut your dog's hair. But Kenshi's smart because when you think of levels, it's like, okay, well, yeah, these shears might be $400, but your skill level might not be there yet. So it's like when I say levels, I mean, it's like, yeah, it's levels of quality. But like if you're a novice groomer, you don't require $400 shears. But they offer $150 ones. And those are, you know, you could do those.
Even I wouldn't even use the $400 shear. No. The $400 shear, honestly, is designed for like the Suze Echoes or anybody that's jumping into the ring. Or, you know, if I was competing, yeah, I would want that $400 shear. But, you know, I'm using, you know, a $250 shear. But believe it or not, like I said, that $150 shear that you're talking about is going to work just as comparable to the $250 because you're only working on one dog.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's a shear that's going to deliver, you know, good quality, you know, scissoring, and that, you know, you may not have to sharpen so much, you know, that it's going to hold its edge and that sort of thing. But, you know, when you're doing a lot of dogs like we do, and we don't even do that many anymore, but, you know, if you're doing a lot of dogs, you're a popping groomer and you're doing 10, 12 dogs a day, those shears are going to wear out.
Yeah.
But again, if you have a good $250 shear from Kenchi, or, you know, or even Geib, you know, EM Geib, let's not forget the, you know, Geib is just, they've been a staple, man, you know, in the industry. You got a good shear like that, guess what? You're not going to have to get them sharpened all that often. You know, just don't drop them and don't cut paper with them or anything. Just, you know, take care of them.
Dreaded dropped shear.
Yeah. Oof. Oh, the dread. Yeah. You drop them, they don't work. That's it. You got to rebalance them. Yeah. But our thing is, and I think it's always been our purpose since day one, either doing the podcast or even doing the YouTube, is that we want to help the at-home groomer and help the new groomer. Because again, even with the new groomer, you may not have a lot of money or a lot of dogs that you need that $250 shear. And there's shears that are even cheaper. There's shears that are $75.
Yeah.
$40. And, you know, they're workable. They work. They're not a bad shear, you know? So again, we had the liberty of talking to all these, you know, companies, and man, if anything's gotten better, it's grooming products. They have gotten so much better. I used to use an old Oster clipper that it sounded like a garbage truck. I mean, it was just so loud, you know, it sounded like a drill.
Yeah.
And now the way they're making clippers, forget it. You know, you got the Andis 5-speed XL that we always use. You also have the KM10, the Wall KM10, KM5, if you're starting out. Again, great products, and we're urging people to look into better products, better equipment.
And we got those nail grinders that you can't even tell if they're on or not. Yeah. That's how quiet they are.
Yeah, the Andis cordless ones, and they're little. They look like a little lipstick holder.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I didn't even know what the hell it was when you brought it in. I was like, what is this?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great little grinder for sensitive dogs or small dogs. You know, remember that old grinder, the old Dremel that I had, how loud it was? So again, like a lot has gone into the industry, and it's made things a lot better. I'm more old school. I'm old school groomer. I like the older stuff. I do like the newer stuff too, like especially the Kenchi shears. When I was holding those at the show, man, it was like holding, you know, it was like a baseball glove that you just fell in love with.
Kenchi must have had 50 to 60 sets of shears out on display. I'm pretty sure I picked up every single one.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Because addicting. Once you pick one up, you want to feel what all of them feel.
Yeah.
Like.
Even the guy booth. Remember we talked to the girl, she has a YouTube channel too.
Yeah.
I'm forgetting her name right now, but she was talking to us about the whole, you know, how Geib has evolved. They're putting out great shears too. So again, it's just the industry is growing. And if you want to grow with it, man, you really got to pick out good equipment. Like, you know, and there's much better equipment available to us than there ever has been.
It's an exciting time for grooming content creators. And for any of you guys out there who seek out, you know, everybody's got their thing that they watch on YouTube, but a lot of you, obviously, if you're listening to the show, it's an exciting time for grooming content creation, because whether you're the viewer or the content creator yourself, because it's not oversaturated yet.
No.
There's quite a few grooming channels, but it's not like, say, video games, where it's just, I mean, there are just hundreds and hundreds of thousands of gaming channels.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, who do I pick? Who do I watch? Or, oh, okay, I like this game. And then there's 100,000 people who stream that game or play that game. Grooming isn't like that. There's a good, like, 10 channels that have very valuable, well-made, good information grooming-wise. It's a good time for that because it's still very condensed, and there are some like mega grooming channels like Girl with the Dogs and stuff like that. Amy's channel has just blown up over the years. Our channel's there for you. Like, there's a select few channels that have a pretty big following, but like, there's not 1,000 grooming channels on YouTube where you don't know where groomers are all. We're all like, we have very varying opinions on what to use. Like you said, you're old school. Some groomers use newer tech, newer stuff, and all of that. You know, you're already going to get different opinions on from different groomers on what to use, what you don't need, what you might want to change, don't change, all that. But it's not completely saturated. It's a pretty condensed, easy to read, easy to find market of videos and information. This is a good time. It's a good time to be a fan of grooming, a fan of dogs in general, or a content creator of both. Yeah. It's a good time.
It is. And, you know, there's a big difference. Like, even like you're mentioning other grooming channels, and there's so many of them. And we're going to have, again, a lot of them on our show. We're reaching out to a lot of dog groomers. And if you want to be on the show, let us know. You know, let us know if you want to be on the podcast, because we're looking to have more grooming guests. But as far as equipment, like, say, groom house, right? The married couple over in Serbia. These people do wonders. If you want to see some crazy, spectacular, like, grooming
well, they're miracle workers.
They're
insanely talented. Yeah.
So what they do is they rescue dogs. They do a lot of rescue work, and they basically shave down a lot of dogs that are in horrendous shape. I mean, the worst matted dogs you've ever seen in your life. So if you want to see some before afters, check out Groomhouse. But like, again, talking about equipment. So Groomhouse, you know, they're going to be using, and they do use, really heavy duty clippers. They use tons of 10 blades and stuff. So you're not going to need that, you know, so you can't get, as opposed to, say, you know, somebody like who's doing show dog grooming and stuff like that, you know, they're using a different type of equipment. So again, there's so many different avenues or genres of grooming itself. You know what I mean? And types of grooming, rather, you know, where, you know, you have people that do a lot of rescue work and a lot of shave down. So they're just, you know, going through 10 blades and they need a really powerful clipper. They need, you know, even more of an industrial type clipper, as opposed to even the Andis 5-speed that we use, even though that one's really strong too. You know, if you're grooming in a grooming shop and you're doing pets that come to you very often, you're not going to need that kind of equipment. So again, we're trying to, like, if you don't know anything about dog grooming, you'd be very confused. You know, some people think that, oh, there's only one blade that's a universal blade. It's like, guys, there's 40 blades. There's, you know, 30 different blades that you use for different things. So you really got to know your stuff.
I can't imagine how many people have been scared away from going into grooming.
Yeah,
because if you don't know what to get, it could be very overwhelming. And it's, you know, that's what we're here to do. Amongst other things, but it's like, you know, I like being that. It's like, oh, well, you know, go look up grooming by Rudy. They'll tell you which one to get, what to get. Amy's great with products. You know, geez.
Oh,
It's like, if
that's the thing. Her channel, again, does that. Her channel does this whole, like, if you want to learn about products, check out Amy. Yeah, check out Go Groomer. You know, if you want to learn, like, how to groom, we do a lot of how-to stuff.
Right.
We like to teach people how to do it. Like Groomhouse, most people are not going to be able to do what they do. Yeah. You really have to know what you're doing. So I wouldn't even attempt to do what they do. Like Girl with the Dogs, like, you know, she features enormous dogs and unique breeds.
Uncommon breeds.
So I actually love what's happening, you know.
You know what it is? It's that there's, in every community, and in our case, the grooming community or the pet community, there's always corners. And that's why this community is very organized still, because YouTube isn't oversaturated with thousands and thousands of grooming channels. There's just sort of a few good ones. And there's little corners within the grooming community. And that's great, because you were just laying it out perfectly. Like, if you want to learn some grooming and learn about some products and know what to get and how to use it properly on your dog, Amy, all the way. If you want to just be fascinated adopted by a rescue grooming, you know, groom house. There it is. If you love big breeds, girl with the dogs. If you want to learn some technique and stuff, grooming by Rudy. That's, you know, it's like.
Even mobile groomers, you got Paws and All. You got.
Right. Yeah. Paws and All.
Laura Ventura at Paws and All. Check her channel out because, you know, she's a mobile groomer in Florida and. Yeah,
whole different ball game.
Whole there. Different boy. She's got this great, beautiful truck. I think she's got two of them now. So yeah, that's what's so great about this. And again, when you go to these shows, right, when you go to Intergroom or you go to Hershey or you go to, you know, Chicago or any of the grooming shows, they're all over the place. You get to merge and talk to all these people.
Yeah.
And we always say groomers need to talk to each other. You know, Anthony and I are lucky because we have each other, but a lot of groomers work alone.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a lonely job, especially if you're a mobile groomer, man, and you're just in a van all day by yourself and you don't have help. You're lonely, man. You know, you connect with the dogs really well, and I'll give you that. But, you know, me and Anthony, like, we goof around all day.
We actually goof around more the harder a day is, because that's the kind of people we are. Like, we like to, if I'm stressed out, I got to make a joke or laugh or something. And that's what we do. You know, we'll be stressed out, busy day, whatever. And I'll just come out with a Dumb and Dumber quote or something and you'll start laughing, and it kind of fixes us.
Yeah. Or we destroy each other. You just show me, like, you know, funny TikToks or something, you know.
Yeah. Instagram
reels. Yeah. It's just hysterical. So me and Anthony are lucky. We work with each other and it really does break it up. You know, if you're a groomer and you're working alone.
Oh, power to you.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Well, you did that for a short time.
Long time.
Well, I mean, when you went into business for yourself, because I was still too young.
Oh, yeah. I worked there for 8 years.
Yeah, eight years by yourself. You had a couple bathers once in a blue moon, but nothing concrete. It was always temporary.
No.
So you did, you know.
Yeah, I would pick up a 200-pound Great Pyrenees by myself.
That's crazy.
Yep, by myself, and put them in the tub and bathe them, and I wonder why I have multiple hernias.
The David Lee Roth stuff is starting to really come together. Makes sense. It's going to start to fall into place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great Pyrenees by yourself.
Yeah. Great Pyrenees.
Yeah. It all fits now.
So nowadays, though, you know, we recommend if you are going to be, you need an assistant, you need somebody to help you. You need to either lift dogs together or, you know, they have new grooming tables that, you know, just go hydraulic grooming tables, electric, that go all the way to the ground. So you don't even have to lift the dog anymore. When I first started, those hydraulic tables were iffy. They just started coming out, but now you got companies like Pet Lift. Check out Pet Lift. I mean, they have grooming tables that just go all the way to the ground and, you know, will elevate your dog like a car. I still work on the floor.
You do.
I crawl around the floor.
You just did that the other day. Well, you said apprentice, and I said this a couple episodes ago, I think, unless it was just me and you talking during the day, but, you know, tattoo artists, you know, you have to get an apprenticeship. You have to, like, hang out in a tattoo shop for a while before you start, you know, working. Yeah. And it's like grooming should be the same thing. Grooming is a very non-regulated occupation, and or at least it is here. And it's like a weird thing I heard recently, plumbing is the same thing. You don't need a license to be a plumber, which is crazy to me,
because
you could really mess up someone's house.
Yeah.
But like, that's something that we've been, you know, kind of hoping changes at some point. You know, grooming is just so not regulated. There are some committees here and there that try to do it, but
Joey, you know, and that National Dog Grooming Association, we've tried to do it. But here's the thing, I don't think it's going to happen. But what does have to happen is, you know, you as the customer, you as the pet owner, you have to be that person. Like, for example, I wouldn't bring my dog to anyone that isn't experienced or certified in some way. You know what I mean? I mean, experience, not everybody goes to dog grooming school, and you don't necessarily have to.
No, that's the weird thing.
If you want to learn the proper way, I went to grooming school, but if you want to learn the proper way and learn safety and stuff, you have to be the person that regulates who you're bringing your dog to. You know?
That's a good point. And hats off to you responsible pet owners out there. Because, man, we just had a recent layoff because of your hernia surgery. And let me tell you, some of the steps our customers took to stick with us, and they had to miss, you know, we were closed for 2 months.
Yeah.
Some of our customers went through whatever they had to go through to make sure they maintained as best as they possibly could the entire time. And I mean, they were trying everything, some more successful than others, but man.
Our buddy Nick today, he told us that, you know, he went out and bought a clipper and he did it himself.
You know, it was like a tool that vacuums up the hair, you know, sounds gimmicky, but he says it was actually doing the job pretty good.
There you go.
And it's like when I hear stuff like that, it makes me feel like we're making somewhat of a difference. And I don't care. Making a difference is making a difference. It doesn't matter if you change one person's life or 100. Right. Making a difference is just that. And to know that, like, you know, we got a channel out there that a few of our customers, I'm sure, probably watch, you know, and got a couple of tips from us. And then we had to close down and they used those tips to bridge the gap of those 2 months that we needed them to. I mean, geez. What more can you ask for?
And we get a lot of great comments on our YouTube channel with people who watch this, and it helped. It helped them clip their dog's nails or do the pads. We just got a nice comment the other day on a person who couldn't figure out what was wrong with their dog's foot. And they clipped the pads and the dog's walking perfect now. And that was the problem. So anyway, we should take a quick break because we're going a little bit over our time. And we're going to come back and we're going to sum up our 100th episode here. So we'll take a quick break and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Begging to hear more of your favorite show? Full episodes of all our shows are available on demand. Go to PetLifeRadio.com to fetch our entire lineup of Possum Pet Podcasts. Also, dig us up in iHeartRadio and iTunes. Let's talk pets. Live and on demand, only from Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back. Welcome back to Groomer Humor on Pet Life Radio. We are here celebrating our 100th episode. We've been reflecting, talked a little grooming, talked a little bit about what's coming. We're going to talk a little bit more about that to wrap things up. But yeah, thank you guys. We want to thank you guys all for sticking with us. It took quite a while for this 100th episode to come out. Life gets in the way, as you all know. And, you know, and then overthinking gets in the way too.
And hernias.
Yeah, and hernias get in the way. You know, we were bouncing a lot of ideas off of each other of how to make the show special, but, and, you know, that was taking up time too. And then we finally just said, dude, screw it. It's special anyway, because you guys are still here. Any of you who are listening to this right now, you're still here. And it's been how many years? Six years to reflect on. And, yeah, it's just, what a journey, what a ride.
Yeah.
You know? It's been fun, and it's only going to get funner from here, because we were saying before, we're going to start getting some more guests on. That was always some of the funnest episodes we did, but also pretty challenging, because like I was mentioning earlier, it's like we were always so structured, and you know, we're going to loosen things up a little bit, because a lot of times the structure would make it a little more difficult to have a guest, because it's like, okay, well, we got to work around this and we got to work around that, rather than just have fun and do it and have people here. You know, we got this table now. We're sitting across from each other. It's going to be different. It's going to be funner.
It's already funner.
Yeah, it's already funner. It's just different. We started doing, remember I used to be in the bathroom?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, God, I remember that. The old story.
That's how we used to do things.
You would be in the bathroom because our mics would just pick each other up. So you had to go into
that. Yep. I used to bring my laptop into the bathroom.
If there's any podcast that learned the hard way, it's ours. I think, you know, we've had many, many a problem. Oh. I think for the first like 3 or 4 episodes, like my mic wasn't even on.
Yeah. Remember? Yeah. There was that whole era where you're just talking into that microphone for fun.
Yeah.
It's just not there. And we weren't filming it or anything. So it's literally pointless to have it in front of your face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. There was that was like a nice, like 3-4 episode span too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where we would listen to the episodes back and it would be like, man, Dad, you just don't sound good. Your mic sucks.
Yeah. Remember,
but we have the same mic.
Yeah. You just don't have a good radio voice.
Yeah. You must have a bad podcast voice, bad radio voice, because.
And then you wonder why I always say, hey, am I bad? It's like raising a child and always telling them they sucked and they're bad and then expecting them to feel good about themselves.
Yeah.
So, but hey, real quick, we actually do have to sum up this show. What's your Twitch? Tell them about your Twitch thing.
So, yeah, I started streaming on Twitch. It's not family friendly. But my name on Twitch is Invader V-Man, Invader underscore V-Man. I play lots of Resident Evil. So yeah, figured I would tell you guys that. It's fun. Come over there and hang out with me. I stream a couple times a week, and it's a really good way to, you know, to communicate and stuff. And that's another thing that we want to start doing more is communicating more. So we've been thinking about, you know, we're going to start trying to figure out how to do some live streams here at the shop so that we can actually directly communicate with you guys, at least through a chat, because that's a big part of content creation, I think. And I think that it's easy to get lost in that where you don't communicate with your actual audience a whole lot. And through my little Twitch journey here of 2-3 months, I've met so many amazing people and, you know, through their Discords. And like, we really, like, we talk to each other every day. And it's like, you know, so we're going to be getting a lot of changes going. It's going to be, you know, we're going to be more readily available. You know, I kind of want to make us a Discord so that we can actually talk to you guys and you guys could post fun stuff in there. And yeah, it's basically just like chat rooms. It condenses everything into like, you know, yeah, join it up. Let's talk. Let's hang out. And it doesn't always have to be communication through a video or through content. It's like, you know, and that's been the fun part of Twitch for me is it's like you kind of talk to all the me and the other streamers, like, you know, we're fans of each other, but we get to talk to each other too. And not everybody streams. So then it's like you get to, you know, people who are a fan of your content on Twitch, you get to talk to them like as much as you want every day, a couple times a week, whenever you go live, whatever. So yeah, there's a lot that we're very, very excited about this year that we're already putting into motion. We're just going to be more transparent and
Yeah. And we're really looking forward to having the guests on.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. So
we're already lining up a bunch of guests, but you know, it's hard to have a guest because we have to make sure that they have the time and set the time. And we also have to set the time to do it too, but we're really excited about getting some guests on the show. And And definitely check out Anthony on Twitch, because if you like watching video games and if you're a Resident Evil fan, you have to watch.
Definitely gonna get it. I play some Zelda and stuff too.
Yeah, Zelda, but you could watch Anthony get mad.
Yeah. Well, I gotta be careful. My son is usually sleeping, so I have to silently rage.
You could watch Anthony like try his best to hold it in.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
If you can't get past a boss or something, you know. So.
Man, I did a Nightmare Creatures run that just, I was seething during that stream.
Yeah.
Seething. But Invader underscore V-Man. You guys go and check me out there.
Yeah. All right. Listen, we got to sum up the show because it went a long time. Again, guys, we appreciate you. We love you guys. Thank you so much for being with us and sticking with us. And we're look forward to more shows and guests and a lot more fun. And we're going to have a ton of information and a ton of product stuff and anything you guys want to hear. Let us know too. Okay. Because we're going to be doing a lot more podcasts in the near future. So. We appreciate you.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you guys so much for spending this 100th episode with us. Thank you very much to our producer, Mark Winter, for sticking through us all these years. If you haven't done so already, go and check us out on YouTube. That's Grooming by Rudy on YouTube.com. Leave a like, share, comment, subscribe. We want to hear from all you guys. You could also like Grooming by Rudy on Facebook, follow Grooming by Rudy on Instagram and Twitter, or X, now they're calling it. It has been an absolute pleasure as always. You guys, until next time, take care of yourselves and your pets.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.